In brief, slightly drier on Independence Day, more storms return later in the week. Sunday update. After storms clear Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday will see a bit less thunderstorm activity, but you still may be hit each afternoon. Moisture increases and storms become more numerous later in the week. Firework forecast. At 9 p.m. Monday, temperatures should be around 78°F with mostly cloudy skies. Winds will be from the west at about 7 miles per hour with about a 10% chance of storms. It should be a great night to celebrate Independence Day. End Sunday update. Thursday update. Hello again from the northern Rocky Mountains. A plume of deep, rich tropical moisture is placed over the state this Thursday, green arrow and white, purple coloration in Figure 2 update. Precipitatable water is pretty high. Rain and, non-severe except further out on the eastern plains, thunderstorms should be pretty widespread. For the rest of the week, moisture levels will drop a bit, but daily afternoon storms will be occurring in the mountains midday and the lower elevations mid-afternoon calming down by sunset. Independence Day forecast. There will be chances of storms mid-afternoon but drying out by about 7 to 8 p.m. For Longmont and Broomfield, the weather at 9 p.m., just before fireworks, will be 77°F, a 5% chance of thunderstorms, partly cloud skies, with winds from the north about 5 miles per hour. Pretty awesome. If this chances, I'll hop back on an update. Enjoy the celebration. Figure 2 update. The water vapor satellite image from Thursday and the NWS. End Thursday update. Saturday update. A remarkable cold front has slipped down over the state. Temperatures feel chilly after the recent periods of summer heat. We should see chilly rain with upslope flow behind the front this weekend, Figure 1 update. A warm-up begins on Monday with Tuesday being the driest day of the week. After that we get very typical summer temperatures and afternoon thunderstorm chances. You can see the afternoon pulses of elevated rain chances. I'm getting away this week to camp. I don't expect any big surprises in the weather and will keep updates coming as needed. Always be careful when you hear thunder. Note, Independence Day looks pretty warm but not too stormy at this time. Figure 1 update. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com and Saturday update. Forecast discussion. There is one last chance of thunderstorms, until about Thursday or Friday, on Sunday, Figure 1. Further, there is a marginal risk, one on a scale of 1 to 5, that a few of these storms Sunday may produce damaging straight-line winds. Damaging hail and tornadoes are not in the forecast, for areas north and west of Denver, Figure 2. This is due to ample daytime heating and an above-average amount of atmospheric moisture in place over the state, Figure 3 and green coloration in Figure 4. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com Figure 2. The severe weather forecast from the SPC for Sunday. Figure 3. The surface map analysis from the NWS and NOAA for Sunday. Figure 4. The precipitatable water anomaly for Sunday morning from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. The longer-range forecast. Figure 1 shows that storm chances drop to zero at the start of the week, but thankfully temperatures don't go crazy like they have recently. The moisture gets swept to the south and east of the state, Figure 5. Still, over the next 5 days, Figure 6, not a lot of water is expected to hit any particular spot. Storm motion will be quite quick to the northeast on Sunday. Flooding is only a risk over recent burn scars in the mountains. Later in the week, moisture is expected to really make a comeback with better and better storm chances each afternoon until the weekend, which should be very stormy. Prepare for rain next weekend. Figure 5. The precipitatable water anomaly for Tuesday morning from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 6. The rainfall total for the next 5 days from the GFS and weather5280.com.